Let's do this, the Cult of Hockey podcast, by the faithful and for the faithful. I'm Bruce McCurdy with the Cult of Hockey, flying solo again tonight as we continue to work through some technical difficulties with the boss man, David Staples, who's having some issues on his home computer that need to be ironed out. So I'll do it alone tonight. We'll have no video podcast and no real conversation, just a monologue, but at least you don't have to look at me. Hopefully you listen to our cast and we'll go from point to point in fairly rapid order. This was a kind of a fun game for Edmonton Oilers and their fans as the Oil hammered on a old nemesis, the Los Angeles Kings, who had their way with Edmonton for many years. But they sure didn't tonight, as Edmonton put up a snowman on the scoreboard and blowing out the Kings 8-4. It was a action-packed affair, especially the first two periods, with the Oilers giving up the first goal, but then scoring five in a row before the end of the first. And then the teams pounding in five more goals between them in the second that ran the score to 7-4. Third was a much quieter period with Leon Draisaitl adding the late dart to make the final 8-4. So this was hat trick night at Rogers Place. After an entire season where no Oilers recorded a single hat trick, two happened in the same game. So these are going to be my two good things tonight in our usual theme of two good things, two bad things, two numbers. And the two good things are, I'll start with the first hat-trick scorer, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who scored all three of his goals in the first period against LA starter Jonathan Quick. Nuge scored the 1-1 goal fairly early in the first when he converted a very nice shot pass by Alex Chiasson and beat Quick just above the pad on the stick side. The next two came on wrist shots from distance through screens, and one beat Quick high on the blocker side, the other low on the glove side, as Nuge was really picking his spots. He had a little bit of time to look and pick his target, and when you give him that split second to do that, he's going to make that shot oftentimes. And not always beat the goalie, but it's going to be a tough stop when he hits his target. And Quick did not have the answers for RNH tonight, who now has up to 28 goals on the season. And oddly, he scored 9 goals since the last time he had an assist. He's on a kind of a weird run right now, but he's certainly finishing off the plays. And he sent the hats flying just before the first buzzer tonight, and sent Jonathan Quick to the bench shortly thereafter. So my second good thing is the other hat trick scorer, Leon Draisaitl, who had a slightly more traditional hat trick in that he scored one goal in each period. The pick of the litter was the one he scored in the first period to put the Oilers ahead to stay 2-1. And that was basically a rink-length dash where Leon took a pass deep in his own territory and just roared up the ice, blew past Dustin Brown in the neutral zone, dangled past Anze Kopitar in the high slot, and basically beat Drew Doughty to the inner slot, where he was able to bury a shot past Jonathan Quick for the very impressive solo effort tally. And those weren't exactly the little sisters of the poor that he beat on that play. I mean, those are all two-time Stanley Cup champions and long established top players in this league. But Leon didn't make him look good on that play, and that's kind of nice to see. His second goal was basically a stuff from the edge of the crease on a great cross-crease pass by Connor McDavid. And then the third was a late game 2-on-1 again with McDavid, sprung by Joe Gambardella on a nifty chip pass. And they almost looked like Gretzky and Curry on this rush. He knew the pass was going to come across to Draisaitl, and it did right on the tape. And Draisaitl did what he's been doing, which is instant release, hard, heavy, accurate shot that just blew past Jack Campbell, the backup goalie in this game for Los Angeles, and bulged the twine to end the his career-long regular season hat-trick drought. That was the first hat-trick of his regular season career for Draisaitl. He did have, of course, one in the playoffs versus Anaheim 2 years ago, but he's had a lot of two-goal games, but never won with three until tonight. So nice to see. And Nuge, he had one in the very first month of his NHL career, 8 years ago now, in 2011. This was his second career hat-trick. So both from the blue, but certainly nice to see. And it's a matter of time, really, I mean, for Leon to get a hat-trick. I mean, it's amazing that we haven't seen it before now. So, and he added also an assist and actually earned the first star in this game. Nuge the second, and Connor McDavid with his paltry 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points, was relegated to third star honors in the building. And essentially in this podcast, where there's only two good things, not three. So sorry, Connor, you were good, but you get your kudos on other nights. So so the bad things. We had bad things tonight. I am going to single out a little bit of sloppiness by the Oilers in the middle frame, leading 5-1. They took a couple of penalties. LA scored on the 5-on-3, the extended 5-on-3 that Edmonton nearly killed but couldn't quite get to the end of. Then Edmonton got up 7-2 on a couple of goals from the McDavid-Draisaitl axis, each setting up the other for basically tap-ins. And you think Holman cooled out then, but the Oilers got very sloppy in the last few minutes of the second. Mikko Koskinen let in a bit of a softie from a high slot, made it 7-3. Then in the 4-on-4 situation, the Oilers just had a brutal time, but they barely touched the puck for 2 whole minutes of 4-on-4. And eventually a guy named Grundstrom, Carl Grundstrom, beat Adam Larsson, cut into the slot, and beat then Mikko Koskinen with a laser of a shot. And all of a sudden you're thinking, geez, the goals are coming thick and fast tonight. 7-4, is it safe? I mean, this game looked an awful lot like an Oilers-Kings game from the 80s, to tell the truth. And 7-4 was never necessarily the final score in games like that. So anyways, the third, they did kind of shut it down. The Kings honestly didn't have a lot in the tank after beating Calgary Flames 3-0 last night, with Jack Campbell getting the shutout. And after the Flames couldn't even score 1 goal on them, Edmonton got 8. So kind of fun. But of course, the order of the two games meant that LA expended a lot of energy last night and just didn't have a lot left tonight. So they were, relatively speaking, easy pickings, and the Oilers made the most of it. And my second bad thing, I'm going to do what I rarely do and point a finger at an opponent. I'll let you guess which finger, at Jonathan Quick, a guy who has just absolutely buried the Oilers for years. I mean, like 12 years this guy's been doing it to the Oilers. He came into this game with a career record of 22 wins, 6 regulation losses against Edmonton, a goals against average of 1.83 in all those games. The Oilers couldn't even average 2 goals a game against the dude. 9.32 save percentage. Well, that was then. He had a shutout in his last game against Edmonton, even a 4-0 blowout early in the season. So this is, anyway, the Oilers had a lot of revenge to get on Jonathan Quick, and I don't think they got it all in one night, but at least they exacted a little bit of it as they poured 5 goals past him on 11 shots. And it was one of those games where, I mean, they were making their shots, but it looked like Quick wasn't going to stop a beach ball on this night. And he made it to the buzzer at the end of the first period, and then he was nailed to the bench the rest of the way as Jack Campbell came back in after last night's shutout and wound up playing five of the six periods in Alberta. And the Oilers lit him up, but not so bad for just three goals in two periods. But Quick, it was a rough night for him, and I can't say that I was that sad seeing him struggle. Like I say, it's been a lot of years and a lot of frustrating games against that guy. So, and what have we got left? Two numbers. So I'm going to go with an entire set of numbers. This is odd. It's a distribution of scoring points from tonight's game. And I always split the team 6-6-6, top six, bottom six, six D-men. So the Oilers top six tonight in an 8-4 win, scored eight goals, 7 assists, 15 points, with all six guys in the top six chipping in. That would be Draisaitl, McDavid, of course, with Zach Cassian, who had an excellent game for Edmonton. And also Nuge with Alex Chiasson and Joe Gambardella, who was also impressive in his first shot in the top six role. And then the bottom six, the two lines combined for exactly 0 goals, 0 assists, and 0 points. Same as it ever was. But tonight their job was just to keep the game stable and let the big guys catch their breath on the bench. And basically all the goals were scored with the big guys on the ice, or at least on when special teams were in action. LA got 2 power play goals, Edmonton 1 on their only chance. So not much from the bottom six. Meanwhile, the defensemen, 0 goals, but 7 assists with 3 different defensemen scoring multiple points. Adam Larson, 2 assists. Darnell Nurse, 2 assists. Oscar Klefbom, 3 assists. And finally, the one and only netminder, Mikko Koskinen, picked up an assist. So Mikko outscored the Oilers' bottom six in this one. It was just such an odd distribution. I thought I would share it. The other odd thing, number that I'm going to mention, is that for Leon Draisaitl, as consistent as he's been this year, not only was this his first hat trick, this was his first 4-point game of the entire season. This looked from a guy who's got 99 points now. He scored 3 points in a game 9 times, 2 points in a game 20 times, 28 times, and 18 games where he got held off the scoreboard. Now he can add 1 4-point game to that set. So 30 games with multiple points, very impressive. And by way of comparison, Connor McDavid has 3 4-point nights and 35 games with 2 or more points. But, I mean, obviously McDavid is the elite of the elite for scorers in the NHL. And the fact that Draisaitl is anywhere close to him is huge breakthrough news for the Oilers. They have 2 dynamite scorers on this team. And the challenge is, you think it would be the simple one of getting enough support players and, you know, capable third and fourth liners and defensemen and so on. But that's where the team has struggled mightily. But they do have those 2 big guns at the very core. And tonight, 3 of them, of course, with Nuge also pounding his way up to 28 goals on the season. For Leon now, he responded well to John Tavares' 4-goal game on Monday night. Tavares temporarily leapfrogged Draisaitl in the goal-scoring race, but Leon's right back up there, and he's just 3 behind Alex Ovechkin and still with an outside chance, a pretty good chance of getting to 50. He needs 4 in 6 games, which is kind of the pace he's been on the entire time. And a marginal chance at overtaking Ovechkin for the Rocket Richard trophy. So he's really, for a guy that's a pass-first center and he still loves to pass, he's got 19 assists in his last 18 games, so it's not like he's goal-sucking out there. And yet he's pounding in the goals at a very, very impressive rate. And that emergence as a true elite quality finisher is a big development for Edmonton this year. So anyway, that's enough numbers. And that's enough of me podcasting for tonight. I still got the grades to write. So for now, I'm just going to thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll have David back on board for our next podcast on Thursday night after the Oilers host Dallas Stars. And in the meantime and in between times, this has been another edition of the Cult of Hockey podcast.